Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Hey, Julie! And hey to all you listeners out there. We've got a great show for you today. First, a message from our sponsors.
Matt? What is with the voice?
Glad you noticed, Julie. I'm working on my game show host voice because on today's episode of God's Big Story, we're talking about how God is generous. He gives what is best.
Oh, I see. So generous is one of God's attributes, or a word that tells us what someone or something is like, and you think that game show hosts are generous.
That is my final answer. Okay, let's lock it in for $1,000. Game show hosts are generous. Judges?
Listen, Matt, as much as I love the voice, I'm wondering if God's generosity is in the same category as a game show host.
Well, I guess when you put it that way, I guess I'm not sure I know either. Julie, to help us with this one, I'm going to have to phone a friend.
Well, I have an even better idea than that. Why don't we ask a real game show host?
Even better.
On the count of three, let's say game show host together. One, two, three.
Game show host.
Say game show host? Well, hey, it's our good friend Carrie Brockenberry. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Thanks for having me, Matt and Julie. So glad I could come on down and be the next contestant on the God's Big Story podcast.
Now, that sounds oddly familiar.
Carrie, on today's show episode, we're talking about how God is generous. We think we have an idea of what that means, but we thought you might help us understand it better.
Of course. Happy to help you lock in your answer. I'll start by talking about my job as a game show host. I love my job because I give people the chance to win things.
That sounds amazing. Like, what kind of things?
Oh, great question. Usually money or prizes like vacations or jewelries or sometimes even a brand new car.
Whoa, what a fun job. You get to make people happy and bring them joy by giving them things.
Survey says that's exactly right, Julie.
You get to be generous. That is so cool.
Yes and no, Matt. I do get to be generous, but not with my own things. The stuff I give away on my show isn't my personal stuff. It belongs to the show. True generosity means you're willing and eager to give things that belong to you, like your time, your talents, and things you treasure.
So do you always get to be generous on your show?
Unfortunately, no. If people give a wrong answer and don't win the game, I have to hold on to their prizes. My generosity
all depends on how they perform.
Ugh, I bet that's the not so fun part of your job.
That's correct, Amundo, Matt. Those are not fun days. I want every contestant to win and get a prize, but sometimes it doesn't work out. But for God's children, He always gives what is best.
I'm so glad that God is generous. It's good knowing that we don't have to get things right in order for us to get what we need.
As a game show host, I wish I could be as generous as God. Everybody's a winner. I would be like, you get a car, and you get a car. But you're right, Julie. It is so good that God is generous.
It is. And thanks so much for joining us and for sharing what you know, Carrie.
Of course. Feel free to buzz in anytime you need me to come back in and help. I hope this helps you learn even more as you hear today's story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before we get started, listeners, you're going to help us out with the story today. I need you to draw a pretend play and pause button on the ground or in the air in front of you. Go ahead and do that. Good. You will need it as we tell our story today, because we're going to start and stop a lot. Whenever we're telling the story from the Bible, you'll hit the play button. And whenever we need to stop to explain something, you'll hit the pause button. Let's practice together. On the count of three, hit that play button. One, two, three. Good. Now, on the count of three, hit the pause button. One, two, three. Nice.
When Jesus began teaching and telling people about the good news of God's kingdom, he drew lots of attention. People from all over Israel traveled to see and hear him speak. But not just speak. Jesus was known for miraculously helping people with physical problems, like sickness and disabilities.
Okay, listeners, are you ready for your first assignment? Hit that play button. On one of those days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem.
Okay, now hit that pause button. Let's talk about who the Pharisees were. They were religious leaders who thought they were good because they obeyed the rules. But they did not have hearts that loved God, and they were not listening to Jesus in order to learn from him, but instead to look for ways to trick him into saying something wrong.
All right, hit that play button. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed.
Pause. Paralyzed is a word that means this man could not move his legs and could not walk. It also meant he could not work or take care of himself.
Hit play. And they were seeking to bring him and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles in the midst before Jesus.
Pause. Wow, these were really good friends. They couldn't get into the house because there were so many people. So they went up on the roof, opened a hole, and lowered the man into the house right in front of Jesus. These friends believed that Jesus could heal their friend who could not walk, and they were willing to do something crazy to get their friend in front of Jesus.
Listeners, what do you think this man who couldn't walk wanted most? I bet he wanted to be able to walk again, and Jesus knew that. But Jesus also knew that he had an even greater need. Let's see what happened next.
Okay, listeners, hit play. And when he saw their faith, Jesus said, "Sir,
Your sins are forgiven you.
Pause. Jesus said the man's sins were forgiven. Now, that isn't what the man and his friends were asking for. The man was asking for his legs to be healed. His friends had made a lot of effort to bring him to Jesus because they knew he had the power and compassion to heal the sick. But Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven."
Jesus knew the man couldn't walk and that he wanted his legs to be healed. But Jesus also knew there was something wrong with him that was far more serious. His heart was sick with sin. His heart had himself at the center instead of God at the center. And Jesus saw the faith of the man and his friends, and he did something more important than restore the man's legs. He forgave the man's sins.
Let's keep going and see what happened next. Hit play. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question Jesus, saying, "Who is this who blasphemes? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'?"
Now, we've already been reading from God's word, but let's get an even closer look at this story by reading right from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story can be found in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 24 through 26. I'll give you just a moment to find it. Luke 5, 24 through 26. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Luke 5, 24 through 26 says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, 'I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home.' And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home, glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, 'We have seen extraordinary things today.'"
The Pharisees asked the right question. Who can forgive sins but God alone? The answer is no one. No one has the authority to forgive sins except God. And Jesus is God. He can heal both sick legs and sick hearts.
What we see in this story is that God is generous. He gives what is best. This means that God always gives his children the best thing, the thing they need the most. Jesus healed the man's sick legs, but if he had been able to walk and jump and run, but was never forgiven for his sin, that would be terrible. The best and most important thing Jesus did for this man was to heal his heart.
And the same is true today. God is still generous. He gives his children what is best. We are all born with hearts that are sick with sin, and we need Jesus to heal us. The good thing is, we can go to Jesus and ask for him to heal us. Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 seconds.
Hold up. I got this, guys. It's the 5 second fly through review.
Woo! All right. As you can see, our friend Carrie is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Carrie.
All right. I'm going to ask you 4 questions and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out the answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone, are you ready?
Here we go!
Okay, question number 1 for 500 points. Fill in the blank. An attribute tells us what someone or something is.
Like!
Good job, guys! Question number 2 for 1,000 points. Fill in the blank. God is generous. He gives what is
best.
Good job, guys. Question number 3 for 5,000 points. True or false? God is only generous when his children are good.
False.
That is false. Good job, guys. And the last question. Question number 4 for 1,000,000 points. On the count of 3, shout out any of the attributes of God you remember from this season. 1, 2, 3.
Unchanging.
Good.
Creator. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, think of a way you can be generous with your time, your talents, or the things that you treasure. How can you give like God loves to give?
As we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us of the attributes of God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing. Creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful. Attentive and faithful. Almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing. Creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful. Attentive and faithful. Almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy. Only He deserves all glory. He is refuge. He is my place of safety. Deliverer. He rescues and redeems. We declare,
this is our faith, God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing. Creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful. Attentive and faithful. Almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy. Only He deserves all glory. He is refuge. He is my place of safety.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about how God is generous, you can turn to Luke chapter 5 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye!
Thank you.
Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, Big Story.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.